morning. This is Les Sekela here on WEOL. Good to be back after a five-year hiatus. I just basically took a trip around the world. That's not true. I basically drove to Westlake, stayed there for about 5 years, and now I'm back. It is good to be back. Joining us right now, we have a gentleman by the name of Steve Schauer. He is with the Black River Astronomical Society. Steve, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, Les. Thanks for having me on.
Well, first question, of course, is what is the Black River Astronomical Society?
Well, thanks for asking. We are an astronomy club that was formed in 1949, so we had our 65th anniversary last summer, formed right in Lorain County. And basically, our mission statement is to bring the science of astronomy and also the beauty of the night sky to the public. We have roughly 55 or 60 members, and we operate an observatory at the Lorain County Metro Parks Carlisle Reservation out at their equestrian center. And twice a month, we put on public star parties, and once a month, we do solar observing for the public at different metro parks, and we're very lucky to have a really good relationship with the metro parks.
Public star parties. Wow, that sounds cool. What is that?
Well, it's an evening when we open the observatory to the public. The roof of this building actually rolls off and exposes the interior to the night sky. And inside, we have two 14-inch telescopes that the public can come and look through, and we'll show them Jupiter and Saturn, the planets, nebulae. We set up smaller telescopes outside on concrete pads and show them as much as we can in a couple of hour time period.
So what is the farthest one of those telescopes can see, and or what is the farthest object that you can say that you have seen through one of those telescopes?
Oh, gosh. Astronomical distances, to be honest with you, I'm not sure my mind wraps itself around those kind of distances very well. Some of the star clusters are tremendously far away, and some of the little nebulas, the little glowing balls of gas, are you know, just hundreds of light years away.
We are talking to Steve Schauer this morning. He is the president of the Black River Astronomical Society. What sort of experts are involved in the society to kind of answer questions that folks like myself, if they ever want to go and check out the telescopes, what kind of experts do you have on hand who can maybe answer?
Well, some of the people in the club have been observing their entire lives, in some cases 50, 60 years. Our treasurer, Dan Walker, is retired from NASA. John O'Neill, I know we're going to talk about the Worldwide Solstice Festival in a second. John O'Neill, who kind of started that initiative, is one of the most accomplished solar observers, certainly in northern Ohio, if not in the state. And he has formed an online alliance with people from all over the globe who are real experts, particularly in solar observing. Two of our members also run the student observing program at Oberlin College. And Dave Lingle, who is a longtime member of the club, taught astronomy at Amherst Marion Steele High School for over 35 years. So we do have people who know their stuff.
Let's talk a little bit about the Worldwide Solstice Festival. That is coming up.
Yes. That is this Sunday, actually, and we're holding that at the Mill Hollow Reservation, Lorain County Metro Parks Mill Hollow Reservation. Jana Wilson there has been just a wonderful partner with us in putting this on. The Worldwide Solstice Festival was kind of the brainchild of three people, John O'Neill in our club, and Pam and Randy Shivak, who used to be members of our club, who now live in Arizona. And we've done all kinds of solar observing in the past, and in fact, we do solar observing once a month. But it occurred to John that if we wanted to reach a really wide audience, one of the ways to do that would be to put on a festival, that people like festivals. witness the number of festivals that are in Ohio, the one number that are in Lorain County. Vermilion has two of them, for example, the Woolly Bear and the Fish Festival. It occurred to John that if we had music and food and all of those things, in addition to doing solar observing, we would reach a larger crowd. So in about the last year, we have put together something that is not only local, but that's going to be literally worldwide. Locally, this summer, at Mill Hollow, and this is, again, this Sunday, the 21st, starting at noon and going to 6 p.m., and this is, by the way, rain or shine, we're going to have three live bands. We're going to have a DJ named Scott Schneider. We're going to have food. Chubby's Barbecue will be there. He'll have pulled pork and pulled chicken, beef, hot dogs, and some mac and cheese that's really terrific. We're going to have a magician who will stroll around and do, you know, close-up magic. We're going to have an art gallery with art that's either fine art or astrophotography that's either astro-related or solar-related. There are going to be craft vendors. But in terms of solar things this Sunday, we're going to do solar viewing. We will have 5, 6, 7 solar telescopes, and these are commercially, professionally made telescopes that are designed to specifically look at the sun safely. They look at just one wavelength of the sun, so there's no danger in using those. We're going to have demonstrations about the sun, about global warming, the solar spectrum. We're going to have solar videos. One of the things that's kind of fun is we are going to have the world's largest portable sundial. This sundial will throw a circle on the ground over 50 feet in diameter. The slanted piece that actually throws the circle, which is called the gnomon, is 25 feet long. So the thing's almost two stories high. And also, we're going to do a planet walk, where at the start of one of the driveways, we're going to have a photo of the sun that is a meter in diameter. And we'll take people every hour and every half hour, starting at the meter sun, and we'll take them for a walk down this long driveway. Talk about the sun. How far down the driveway would we have to walk before you would get to Venus? And how big would, I'm sorry, before we'd get to Mercury? And how big would Mercury be in relationship to the sun if the sun was a meter? Talk about Mercury, then how far down the driveway would we have to go before we'd get to Venus and then Earth and then Mars? So we've got quite a lot going on, and again, that is rain or shine. We've got face painting, all kinds of things.
Now, is the planet walk something that's going to remain there after the festival? Because there are places that do have these kind of setups, and they're really cool.
Yeah, the Observatory Park east of Cleveland is one of those. That's an extraordinary facility. No, unfortunately, this comes down at the end of the day on Sunday.
Okay, and if you could tell us those times once again.
Again, starts at noon, and it goes to 6 p.m.
And what do you think will be the kind of thing that people will really take out of this if they were to attend?
Well, first of all, we hope they'll have fun. Secondly, we hope they'll learn a little bit about the club. We will have brochures and business cards and information about astronomy, that kind of thing. And we hope they learn a little bit about the sun, the major influence that the sun has making life possible on Earth, both with light and heat, solar radiation. We will talk a little bit about our concerns with global warming, that kind of thing. But we hope people will discover that astronomy is fascinating and is fun.
If somebody wants more information on the Solstice Festival, where can they go?
Well, they can check out, we actually have a Facebook page. If they are Facebook members and they go to Facebook and just in the search column type Worldwide Solstice Festival, they'll find out about the festival, about how many places all over the world are participating in this festival. There's also a website called Solar Activity that's on Facebook. It's just Facebook/group/Solar Activity, one word, that has a lot of information.
Steve Schauer, Black River Astronomical Society, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.